to you. How are you doing?
It's good today. Today is very busy and lots of work. But finally, I arrived at the parking lot in my apartment.
Oh, then that's good to hear. It means you're no longer going to wait that long to go up to your apartment, right?
But I want to stay in my car.
While talking to me?
Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to take 20 minutes of your time first, Daniel. Okay, by the way, how was your weekend?
Weekend?
How did it go?
I had good time with my wife. I went to hair shop and I got my haircut, and my wife also trimmed her hair.
After
that, we directly go to the photo shop, and we take a photo. Especially yesterday was my wife's due day to baby.
Yeah, to give birth,
right. But until today, there is no signal for to birth. So,
oh, really? So she is still in the hospital doing labor?
No, she is at home now.
Oh, aren't you supposed to take her to the hospital?
No.
Not yet.
Yet.
Oh, okay. I see. I was thinking that you're going to take her to the hospital already. So when are you supposed to take her to the hospital? When are you supposed to take her to the hospital?
Tomorrow afternoon. Because there is no signal, we should expedite by giving her injection.
So
attract some pains in order to.
I see.
And is there any work for you at the Friday last week?
What was that?
Right, for you. Do you have some work?
Oh, last Friday?
Right.
Oh, well, actually, I had an emergency. I was actually in the hospital because it was my checkup for COVID-19. I think you don't know yet, I'm a survivor of COVID-19. Did I tell you that before?
All right, you told me.
Yeah, so I went to the hospital for a checkup because right after my quarantine, I got tested positive first week of August. And then I was given 14 days to do the treatment. So I was sent to a quarantine facility for almost 20 days. So I was not working that time. And then right after my quarantine, which is August 31, I came back to work. I just took a little time for myself. And then they advised me to do a regular checkup every week just to make sure that I'm no longer having these signs and symptoms of COVID-19. Yeah. So that time, I was supposed to reach home early. However, the traffic was really, really bad. Yeah. So as much as I wanted to drive fast, I couldn't. Yeah. But anyway, I'm sorry about that, Daniel.
Don't worry.
Yes. So anyway, for me, it was actually refreshing, to meet my doctors again after a long time. And everybody was looking at me and asking me how I'm feeling. It's just sad because those people who were tested positive together with me, we were like seven at that time, and five of them died. There's only two of us who survived. So it was pretty sad to know that those people I've known during our treatment, they already died. So yeah, that was pretty sad. But anyway, I just have to be thankful and continue living, continue with the life that I was given for another chance. Yeah.
That is grace of God to protect you.
Yes. That is exactly right. And I'm very thankful that I'm still here. I'm still alive. So thank God. Yeah. So anyway, thank you for asking that with me. All right. Well, I think we better start our lesson, shall we? Did you read the article about decomposing, what do you call this? Decomposing flip-flops?
I read just the half of them. Sorry, I couldn't fully read of them.
Oh, okay. But would you like to discuss it, or would you like to talk something else?
Okay, can we discuss it even though I
Okay.
couldn't read it, all of them?
Nope. Yeah, sure, no problem. Okay,
Oh,
so
and
as you know,
I have a question.
Sure, what is it?
Okay, NewsAdemic is very good material that I ever experienced
Really, that's good to hear.
because I can read and listen the paragraph, so it's very convenient. And
Yes.
anyways, when I listen the paragraph, sometimes the person reading it, sometimes A, and sometimes read it all. I don't know which is the difference.
Actually, the difference of A and both of them are article, but if the word right after that one or before that one starts with a consonant, it has to be A. But if it's a vowel sound, like for example, a basket of fruits, B is a consonant, right after B is a vowel. So you don't say a basket, you say a basket of fruits. You see it? Yeah. Or if it's A, then you have to make sure that it is a consonant. For example, he is a child.
Sorry,
Consonant means,
consonant.
yeah, consonant. For example,
What?
the word child. C is a consonant. H is also a consonant. CH, right? CH. So you say, he is a child of, then you say, he is a child of a priest. You could say that he is a child of a priest, like that. So always remember, A is for what?
A is for refer to one.
If, yeah, I know, but the difference of how you're supposed to use A and it should be A for the vowel, A for the consonants, okay?
A for consonant and O for what?
Vowels. When you say
Vowels.
vowel sounds, we have A, E, I, O, U. There are only five letters that's under a vowel sound, right? A, E, I, O, U. The rest of the letters are called consonants. Do you
Consonant.
understand?
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, flip-flops are made from A plus plastic foam because P
Yes.
is a consonant.
Yes. P and no, the next letter of P is L. That is a consonant. Consonant, right? Okay. That's a flip-flop. Flip-flop. F and then L. Those are both consonant. Right? You got it now?
Okay, good.
What else are your confusions so I can help you?
No, I'll give you a question next time.
Okay, all right. Okay, so anyway, our topic here is all about decomposing, decomposing flip-flops. So what does it mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Decomposing means when the time goes by, it is, how can I say, it can be melting when the time goes by.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's exactly right. Decomposing meaning it rottens or decomposes, right? But in a natural way, not in a chemical way, right? That's why we have this thing called biodegradable, right? Biodegradable and non-biodegradable, meaning something natural and something non-natural, right? So what is this all about, this flip-flops? Well, obviously, flip-flops are made of what? Plastic foam.
Right?
And automatically, when a certain material is made of plastic foam, that means it's not what? Biodegradable.
Right?
This does not decompose easily because most chemically used or manufactured products, they do not decompose or rottens easily or by natural way, right?
Right.
So as you notice, flip-flops are the world's most popular,
footwear.
Exactly. Why do you think they're very popular footwear? It's because everybody can afford to buy it, right? It's not expensive. And a lot of people say it's long-lasting. If you just know how to take care of it, right?
Right.
Now, the thing is, since it's not something very expensive, people just sometimes throw it somewhere or anywhere, right? They don't even put it in a proper garbage or decomposals, right? So what happens, you will end up seeing these plastic materials floating from the rivers, lakes, seas, and oceans. Which is very true, right?
Right.
Yes. Okay, so according to them, this is actually creating a very bad impact to our marine life. Why do you think so?
Our marine life.
Why do you think it destroys the marine life?
Because the plastic foams are not decomposes.
It's not decomposing.
So even though it lasts 100 years, the garbages in the oceans are getting much more.
What else?
And it will break the system of life in the ocean. Creature in the ocean. It's breaking the system of creatures in lives. Right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Yes. And mostly, not only that, a lot of people are saying that most of the products that are actually manufactured through these chemicals, it has very harmful agents. Like, for example, petroleum, carbon monoxide. And the only natural is algae, right?
Algae, okay.
Algae, yes. You know what's an algae, right? This is the plant underwater. I mean, under the sea. It's a sea creature. Yeah, sea plant. Right? And according to them, algae has an oil that can be used for producing or manufacturing these kind of flip-flops.
Mm.
Right? Okay. But the problem is they don't easily decompose. So what happens, it will end up destroying the marine life. Right? Mm. Okay. Now, I wonder, in Korea, do you think people actually follow the proper way of disposal? Like, you segregate the non-bio to the biodegradables?
We are segregate more.
Normally segregate.
Right. Korean people usually segregate more, a little more strictly.
Compared to
other country. For example, I'm living in apartment. So every household in apartment should segregate their own garbage on the weekend. If we are mixing it, the other unrecyclable garbage, some apartment guard very reproach to us.
Yes, so. That's very true. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I wonder, is there like a certain penalty in your country if ever people do not follow the proper disposal?
No.
Do you give certain penalty or none? None at all? No penalties?
We have penalty if we discard illegally or not segregate.
Really? How much is the penalty, I wonder?
$300 in the law, but it is not usually giving us the penalty.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money. I wonder, have you been penalized?
Sorry?
Have you been penalized because of that before?
We are usually not penalized.
Because you always follow the rule, right? Follow the rule.
Even though we are not following it, the government does not giving us penalty easily.
Really? So, wow. That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty surprised that your government is not so strict about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because what I was thinking, you know, here in the Philippines, people are always getting very irritated, especially when they get penalized because of non-proper disposal. Yeah. Well, I think that is just correct. The government is just doing a good job to discipline these people, right? You just have to practice what you preach. It's like you're telling the younger generation, oh, do not do this, do not do that, but then you do not apply it to yourself, right? You agree with me? Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Jason, this is, Daniel, this is my final question. For you, Daniel, what is the effective way of proper disposal? Effective way for proper disposal.
Proper
disposal.
Could you explain the last word?
Disposal, the proper way of throwing your garbages.
Disposal.
Yes.
Proper, effective, what? Effective way to proper disposal. Effective way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the most effective way is segregation, right? Just like what you were mentioning earlier, right? Is that correct?
I think we are now doing that. 20 years ago, we should buy for final final bag. We should buy, yes. Pay for the money, and we should buy plastic bag in order to contain garbage.
So yes, I agree.
We are keeping it until now. So we're thinking that this law is very proper way to our country.
Yes, correct. Okay, well, anyway, I think our time is already over, Daniel. Thank you so much for spending the time to attend your class today. I really appreciate it. And I hope you will have a wonderful evening, all right? Just be mindful of the way you construct your sentences. Just a tip, always respond using complete sentences. Even if it's a simple sentence, make it a habit to make it a complete response, okay? All right. Thank you, Daniel. Have a great evening. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.